Shauna is a nurse educator from the company Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and she's going to talk to you about why they prescribe medicine for folks oftentimes who are either totally blind and maybe some folks who might be low vision, but I'm going to let her talk about that right now. Thank you, Shauna, for coming.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me, for all of you participating. I'll just speak briefly to give you a little general overview of what NON24 is, N-O-N-24. Some of you may have heard of it. You may have heard my presentation before. If you have sleep struggles and have any type of vision impairment or are totally blind, then take this information that we talk about as valuable information to where you know what to do. What are your next steps if it's affecting the quality of your life? The three main symptoms of NON24 is difficulty falling asleep at night, difficulty getting a full night's sleep, and or difficulty staying awake during the day. You don't have to have all three symptoms, and these symptoms may come and go. So let's talk a little bit about circadian rhythm, because the full condition name is NON24 circadian rhythm sleep-wake disorder. We've narrowed it to NON24 for short, easier term to remember and understand. So circadian, if I break down that word, circa is approximate or about, and dies means day. So circadian is approximately one day. The definition of circadian rhythm is it's a biological rhythm. Anything biological means that it's happening inside of our body. So it's a biological rhythm that lasts approximately 24 hours. So that word approximate is very important. For most of us, our bodies tend to function a little over or longer than 24 hours. But the world that we live in, the clocks that we follow, it's a very strict 24-hour timing system. So one of us may have a circadian rhythm timing of 24 hours and 2 minutes. Another one of us may have a circadian rhythm timing of 24 hours and 12 minutes. That can vary with each of us, and we wouldn't know what our circadian rhythm timing is unless we had a specific sleep study to determine that. So the point here is to keep in mind, we all have a circadian rhythm timing, and it may be different for each of us. For most of us, it's a little longer than 24 hours. So keep that point in mind, because I'm going to circle back around that. All of the cells in our body follows a circadian rhythm. So our sleep and wake cycle is just one type of circadian rhythm. To think of, name some others, our appetite. Our body is programmed routinely to give us cues and signals when it's hungry. Our body temperature is also regulated. Our body temperature is usually cooler at night while we're sleeping and warmer during the day while we're up, moving around and active. Our hair and nail growth is also a circadian rhythm. Hair and nails tend to grow more at night versus during the day. So that gives you a little understanding of there's other types of circadian rhythm our bodies are regulated, wants to stay on that routine schedule. So what we're focused on today is the sleep and wake circadian rhythm. For most of us, to get a good quality of life, we want a pretty routine sleep schedule so that we can stay awake during the day and be around and active. How does our bodies know when it's day and when it's night to keep us regulated? So this is a very important connection here with those of us who are either totally blind or any type of vision impairment. Our bodies need to get a signal from the external environment, and we get this through light. So light is basically the primary resetting tool, meaning our circadian rhythm resets every 24 hours, every day. So if our circadian rhythm timing was 24 hours and 2 minutes or 24 hours and 12 minutes, just to give two examples, that light would erase that extra time each day, erase that extra 2 minutes or that extra 12 minutes, and put us back in sync with the 24-hour world that we live in to keep us on that routine day and night sleep and wake schedule. So how our bodies process this light, and I'll keep in mind that our bodies prefer it through natural sunlight, but we can get it artificially, meaning through electricity, lights in our homes. The pathway that this light follows is it comes in through the specialized cells of the retina, the back of the eye, which then sends a signal from the back of the eye to our master body clock in the brain. So at that point, when our body signals this light, gets the signal to our master body clock in our brain where our circadian rhythm is located, then our body is able to reset it and keep us regulated. But if we don't have enough or any light perception, what happens is our body starts running on its own time. It hangs on to that extra 2 minutes or that extra 12 minutes or whatever our individual circadian rhythm timing is. It hangs on to that. And that's what leads to the symptoms of non-24, because our body is not able to reset itself. So it leads to those erratic symptoms. So to talk a little bit about the three main symptoms. So I mentioned we all have a circadian rhythm and it resets every 24 hours. We also have a circadian rhythm cycle. And again, that's different for each of us. It may, one of us may have a circadian rhythm cycle of a month. Another one of us, it may be a month and a half or 2 months. There again, we're all different. And we don't know what our circadian rhythm timing is unless we had a specific sleep study to determine it. So symptom, the first main symptom, difficulty falling asleep at night. So if we're towards the beginning or near the end of our circadian rhythm cycle, you may not have any symptoms, meaning any difficulty sleeping or staying awake. But as your body moves through your cycle, it may be several days, it may be several weeks into your cycle where you may have trouble falling asleep at night. So this is when it's taking you an hour or several hours to fall asleep at night. It can be incredibly frustrating. Then the second main symptom is difficulty getting a full night's sleep. So by the time you do fall asleep, you wake up uncontrollably, and then you have difficulty falling back asleep, if you can fall back asleep. That's going to vary depending on where we are in our cycle also. But individuals will share with me, you know, that they're up in the middle of the night, laying in bed, they don't have the TV on or the lights on and or the radio or the computer, anything that they feel like would be a distraction, and they're still unable to fall back asleep. If our bodies are on the opposite schedule, then our bodies are giving the cues or signals to stay awake at the wrong time. And then the third main symptom, difficulty staying awake during the day. So if our bodies are on the completely opposite schedule, let's say you're weeks into your circadian rhythm cycle and it's 11 o'clock in the morning, but our body's on the completely opposite schedule, then your body is thinking that it's 11 o'clock at night. So your body's going to give you the cues, the signals that I'm tired, I want to sleep now. It's producing the wrong hormone. So what's happened is your body's producing your sleep hormone, melatonin, in the middle of the day, and it's producing less of our day hormone, cortisol. So those two hormones work opposite of each other. So if our circadian rhythm timing is not in sync, then that's what leads to the symptoms of non-24. And some of the facts of non-24 is it affects up to 70% of individuals who are totally blind, very high percentage. Usually an individual starts to notice sleep struggles if they start to lose their vision. And if your vision symptoms worsen, then you may find that your sleep struggles worsen. Some individuals can adapt and find ways to fall asleep or to maintain their sleep. But others have struggled with it for years and still have sleep struggles. And you may or may not have discussed this with your doctor. Being that it's a rare condition, your doctor may not have heard of it. But of course, living in Alaska and experiencing the longer periods of daylight or longer periods of darkness, doctors over there, from what I've been told, is they're very familiar with circadian rhythm because of that. It makes a lot more sense as far as the non-24 condition because of that. Non-24 is different from your typical sleep disorders like insomnia or narcolepsy. So you can have insomnia or narcolepsy type symptoms with non-24, depending on where you are in your cycle. But narcolepsy and insomnia are very routine sleep disorders where it's like insomnia is night after night after night. You have sleep struggles. With non-24, remember, it's cyclical. So there can be some days and nights where you don't have any trouble sleeping or don't have any difficulty staying awake. So that's the defining difference with non-24 and other sleep conditions. And that gives you a general overview of what non-24 is. Like I say, it affects mainly individuals who are totally blind, but you can have some light perception and still develop non-24. It depends on how much or how little light perception your body's able to take in, and if your body's able to compensate or adapt to the lack of light perception, and find ways to get that routine sleep and wake schedule. If you would like to learn more about NON24, we have our health educators, and the purpose of that program is to provide you support one-on-one, as much or as little that you desire. We have information in large print, braille, audio, electronic. Some individuals, like I say, have spoken with their doctor. Others have struggled with sleep for quite some time, but have not had that conversation with their doctor. Being that it's such a rare condition and, you know, on a scientific level, a doctor's going to have questions. We wouldn't expect you to educate your doctor on this. So we have specialized account managers, and that's what their role is to go to our providers, our healthcare providers, whether it's our doctor, physician's assistant, nurse practitioner, educate them and answer any questions they have about NON24. But like I say, the first step is, if you would like to learn more about it, is to have that opportunity to speak with our health educator, to start to learn more about NON24, have this literature available to you, take some time to research on your own, but that way you have the support there for you. What I'll do is I'll open up for any questions or any, you know, comments to share sleep struggles. And Bonnie, however way that you want to handle it, if anyone does want to get set up with a health educator and feels comfortable providing their name and number over the phone here, I'd be more than happy to take down your info and just have a quick call with you at a later time, so that we can get just a little bit more confidential information for the health educator to reach out to you.
And if you prefer, I would be happy to send your contact information to
yes.
you as well.
Yes, my email and phone number, and that way we can connect at a later time.
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to mention that Vanda Pharmaceuticals has graciously donated to our affiliate $500. And, you know, in Alaska, we have some real needs in terms of getting people to a state convention even. One plane ticket can cost upwards of $1,000, depending on where you are coming from, to Anchorage. And we really feel that when people can come and be in the same room, which none of us are right now, of course, but when we can get together in person there, I have discovered and learned for myself and experienced it with others that when you're in a room with like-minded people, with people who are blind, who are learning new skills, who, as some might say, have made it or are dealing successfully with blindness, then it gives you that oomph that you need, and that realization that blindness is not does not have to be a tragedy, that you can go on with your life. And being able to bring people to Alaska and have the funds, I mean, to Anchorage and have the funds to do that is very significant. And we appreciate the gracious donation from your company, Sean.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's so needed to be in person. You know, I can't wait until that comes back as a whole.
Absolutely.
Some organizations have, but it's a lot more beneficial to be in person, of course, than virtually. But yes, we have supported NFB for years and years. I've been with Vanda for 5.5 years now, but support, you know, nationally, state level, and local events also. It's a very important partnership.
Yes, we appreciate it very much.
So I have a question either for you, Sean, or maybe Bonnie, but I'm just curious, in Alaska, where days are so extreme from, what is it, like 3 hours of daylight up to 21 hours and 3 hours of darkness or something like that?
Yeah.
How does that manifest itself? I mean, what are people out fishing at midnight, or how does it, you know, how does that work?
Well, in the summer, you know, personally, I'll just say this real quick. I have heard people say on many occasions that they'll be working in the yard and they'll look at the clock and it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And they're like, oh my gosh, I better go in sometime here. And people, I would say people do often take advantage of that long light, and people learn to keep blackout shades in their houses and things like that. But in terms of, non-24 or circadian rhythm mix-up. Do you have any comments, Shauna?
Yeah, so good point. You know, for those who are fully sighted, you know, blackout shades, I've even utilized that, you know, when I work night shift, to where it's, you're able to trick your brain, that it's nighttime so that you can, fall asleep more easily. So yes, and I've heard of, you know, extreme hours of light, then you're more productive. And then the opposite of seasonal affective disorder, you know, if you have so many hours of darkness, so there's different variations to it. So, you know, non-24 can mimic similar symptoms for those who are fully sighted who live in an environment like Alaska, but the root cause is different.
Right. Yeah. I do know that many Alaskans I know are very active in the winter, and that's part of the way I think they deal with the darkness is to like embrace it and go out and do stuff. You know, and in the few hours of sunlight, you can get a lot done. And when it gets dark, you can just turn on the lights and keep going. So.
Right. Right.
Any comments from lifelong Alaskans here?
Yeah, because it's weird. You know, I'll get texts from Bonnie at midnight, which is 3 a.m. my time. And I'm like, is she still up or starting a new day?
Probably just still up. Believe me, I don't start a new day at midnight, my midnight. Yeah. Thank you again, Shauna, for coming. It's always good.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me. And yes, if you want to share my phone number and email, and anyone who's interested in, you know, getting set up to talk with their health educator and have information sent to them,
please contact me.
We
do have an audio archive. So if you want to articulate it, then it'll be included there and folks can write it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yes. So my name is Shauna Jatho, a clinical nurse educator with Vanda, and my number is 202-538-0396.
And what's your email?
It's Shauna, Shauna.Jatho. It's J-A-T-T as in train, H-O, @ Vanda Pharma. So it's V as in violin, A-N-D-A-P-H-A-R-M-A.com.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much.